يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ ۚ إِن يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَىٰ بِهِمَا ۖ فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا ۚ وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا.
All you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, uphold justice in all conditions, testifying to the truth with respect to every person, even if that means you have to admit a right due on you, your parents, or your relatives. A person being poor or rich should not make you give or avoid giving testimony, because Allah is closer to the poor or rich person than you are, and He knows what is in their best interests. Do not be led by your desires in your testimony, so that you do not deviate from the truth in it. If you distort the testimony by giving it inaccurately, or if you turn away from fulfilling it, then Allah knows what you do.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِن قَبْلُ وَمَن يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا.
O believers, be firm in your faith in Allah, His Messenger, the Quran which He revealed to His Messenger, and the books He revealed to the messengers before Him. Anyone who disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the Day of Judgment has strayed far from the straight path.
إن الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا.
Those who repeatedly disbelieve after accepting faith, by entering into the faith, then leaving it, entering into it again, then leaving again, and so on, and then continue in disbelief until they die as disbelievers, Allah will not forgive their sins, and nor will He bring them to the straight path that leads to Him.
بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما.
O Prophet, announce to the hypocrites, who show themselves as believers on the outside, but hide disbelief inside, that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will give them a painful punishment.
الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا.
This punishment is because they took the disbelievers as their helpers and supporters instead of the believers. How strange that they took them as allies. Do they search for assistance and protection with them? All assistance and protection belongs only to Allah and comes only from Him.
وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا.
Allah has already revealed to you, O believers, in the noble Quran, that if you are sitting in a gathering and you hear a person disbelieving in Allah's words starting to make fun of them, then you must not sit with them, and you must leave the gathering until they begin speaking about something other than disbelief and making fun of Allah's words. If you sit with them while you hear them disbelieving in and mocking at Allah's words, then you are like them in not following Allah's instruction, because you went against Allah by sitting with them just as they went against Him by disbelieving in Him. Allah will gather the hypocrites who show themselves as Muslim on the outside but hide disbelief inside themselves, and the disbelievers together in the fire of hell on the day of judgment. Beneficial points. It is necessary to be just when passing judgment between people and when giving testimony, even if the right is owed by the person himself or any of his relatives. A believer must work hard to do actions with his heart and limbs that will increase his faith and make it firm in his heart. The verses show the great danger that the hypocrites pose to Islam and the Muslims. It is for this reason that Allah has warned them of the most severe punishment in the afterlife. If a believer is not able to refute a person who speaks against Allah's words and the sacred law, he is not permitted to remain sitting with such a person.
الذين يتربصون بكم فإن كان لكم فتح من الله قالوا ألم نكن معكم وإن كان للكافرين نصيب قالوا وَإِنْ كَانَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نَصِيبٌ قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَسْتَحْوِذْ عَلَيْكُمْ وَنَمْنَعْكُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا.
Those who wait to see what happens to you, whether good or bad, or if Allah gives you victory and gains of war, say, were we not present together with you in order to get some gains of war? If the disbelievers have some success, they say to them, did we not protect you from and defend you against the believers by assisting you instead of them? Allah will judge between all of you on the day of judgment, rewarding the believers by giving them entry into paradise and the hypocrites by sending them to the lowest level of the fire of hell. Allah, in His grace, will never give the disbelievers the upper hand over the believers. Instead, the believers will be the winners in the end.
إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا.
The hypocrites try to deceive Allah by showing themselves as believers on the outside while hiding disbelief inside. Allah, in turn, deceives them because He protects their lives despite knowing about their disbelief. In the afterlife, He has prepared the most severe punishment for them. When they stand for prayer, they do so lazily, with reluctance. They only remember Allah a little when they see the believers.
مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا.
These hypocrites are wandering and confused. On both the inside and the outside, they are not with the believers, nor with the disbelievers. On the outside, they are with the believers, but inside, they are with the disbelievers. Whoever Allah misleads, you, O Messenger, will never find a way to guide such a person.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-kafirina awliya'a min dunil mu'minin. Aturiduna an taj'alu lillahi 'alaykum sultanan mubina.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, do not take the disbelievers as your close friends instead of the believers. By doing so, do you wish to give Allah clear evidence against you, proving that you are deserving of punishment?
إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا.
Allah will place the hypocrites in the lowest place in the fire of hell on the day of judgment. You will not find anyone to defend them against the punishment.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما.
But those who turn to Allah repenting from their hypocrisy, correct themselves, hold on to Allah's pledge, and are sincere to Him in their practice, without showing off, such people will be with the believers in the world and the afterlife. Allah will give the believers a huge reward.
ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما.
There is no need for Allah to punish you if you are thankful to Him and have faith in Him. He is the one who is kind and merciful. He only punishes you for your sins if you do good actions, are thankful to Him for His favors, and have faith in Him both inside and outside. He will never punish you. Allah is grateful to the person who admits His favors, and He knows the faith of His creation. He will reward every person for his actions. Beneficial points. The verses describe the attributes of the hypocrites, such as their greed for their share, whether it is with the believers or the disbelievers. One of the main characteristics of the hypocrites is their wandering and confusion as regards to faith. In reality, they are neither with the believers nor the disbelievers. The verses strongly prohibit taking disbelievers as friends instead of believers. Having faith and doing good actions is the best means by which a person can save himself from Allah's punishment in the afterlife.